So we decided that when we, when Tom, our pool guy, went back to training world-class divers, amazing, yeah. Instead of cleaning the pools, which he was doing during the pandemic, we decided we'd look after it ourselves. Now, to do this effectively...
Who's we? Who's the we?
No, no, both of us did, actually. No, this was, this was an agreed decision.
But who's the we? Who's the we doing the work?
Is this... Well, this is where I'm getting to. So we decided that we would divide... the work that was required, whereby I did the cleaning and the mechanical and Natalie did the chemical.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And that had been working really well for 4 or 5 months. Then the pool just got a little bit cloudy.
Oh, yeah.
We were looking at it and going, wonder what this is. And we both Googled it and we were like, okay, well, we'll shock the pool. So yeah. We shot the pool and nothing really changed.
Uh-oh.
And then at that point, when I was cleaning it, so I'm cleaning it on filter in the vacuuming stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's starting to throw the dirt that's in the bottom of the pool back through the jets again.
Yeah.
So at that point, we're like, read up on that. And we're like, oh, right, dodgy sand. Our sand's been in for too long in the sand filter. So I got my boys out. I'm like, you ever done a sand filter before? No. Right, I've looked at this YouTube video. Anyway, they aced it. An hour and a half for 150 kilos. We've got the biggest filter known to man.
150
kilos of sand went
that's
in
an,
it.
That's an industrial filter.
Oh, yeah, and more.
It's not a home pool.
Well, no, the pump's not a home pump either, to be fair. Because if you're going to buy, I always like to buy one size bigger.
Yeah.
And then, oh, you know, we've got the one, we haven't got the 1.5, we've only got a 2. Yeah, I'll take it. So it's double what it's supposed to be. Actually, the pump is so strong that the sand filter, which is a very, very well-known brand and, you know, on the top end of the quality scale, now flexes when the pump comes on. Love it. So we've got the situation whereby, all right, we'll replace the sand. So sand's done. The boys nailed it. I'm like, yeah, well done. I knew you could do it. And then I went back to clean it again. So I did the whole backwash and the rinsing out so that sand is ready to go.
Yeah.
And then so we put it back on filter and yeah, well, fine. Still a little bit cloudy though. So I'm kind of thinking, right, I obviously need to clean the pool again. So I clean the pool again. Out the jets, it's still doing the same thing. No, nightmare. So at that point, read up again. Right, shock it again. So at this point, I shocked it.
It's a lot of chlorine you're shocking with at this point.
Oh, we've got epic here. Honestly.
That is the cleanest water in the world.
Well, no, it's more like this could melt children in a second and a half. We're at that stage. So I've shocked it again and nothing happens.
Uh-oh.
At which point Natalie goes, it's definitely not the chemicals. And I go, it's definitely not the cleaning. Okay. Now, at this point, we're up to...
Now, just pause for a second. Right. Did it occur to call the old pool guy who's the diving instructor just to ask a question?
We get there.
Okay.
We do get there.
So it took a while, though.
We're way behind. No, it's a long while. Okay, I'll try and get this edited a little bit more.
No, keep going. I was just curious.
We're now at about 9 days ago where Dad turns up now. So my dad has got...
Your dad's the engineer.
Well, no, he's not. He's a fast jet test pilot, but he might as well be an engineer.
Your father-in-law's
father-in-law is the engineer.
Your father is the one who helped you buff out the rims on your Range Rover that you rented that time in.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Okay,
but on top of that, he used to have a holiday home in France, which had a very difficult to manage pool. So at that point...
he's an expert.
Well, no, really he is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, dad, as far as he's concerned, is... well, no, that's not true. He will teach himself so that he is as good as any expert that walks through the door. So that way you can have a sensible conversation. So he takes one look at it and goes, it's the chemicals. At which point Natalie loses her. It is not good. It's really not good. Okay. So then.
In my mind, I have a slow motion video of you reaching and handing your father a crash helmet.
It's that moment of, no! But he didn't know who was doing what. So we're in deep trouble here. At which point I thought, I have to retrieve this. So I'm like, oh no, Dad, we've shocked it. It's all done. He's like, oh, well, the only other possibility is the multi-selector. I'm like, oh yeah, it's probably the multi-selector then. Okay, so he then, bless him, takes apart the multi-selector. So
he rebuilt it?
Yeah, well, I was busy doing car stuff. So he's like, I'll just have a crack on with that. And then he looked at it and actually, that's not true. I then came back at that point and he's like, yeah, the only thing I can find is that the dowel pin that holds the handle on has come out of one side, and therefore I'm not totally sure it fully closes, but it looks okay to me. So I took one look at it, and actually, finally, I actually was able to do something. And I said, yeah, I've got a C-clamp that will sort that out. So I set it all up. Two is get the dowel pin perfectly back in. He's like, blimey, son, you've learned something since I saw you. Like, yeah, all right. And I always forget the fact that I'm back to being the apprentice.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
I hate that moment. Anyway, but I showed him. We got it back in. So that all went back together. Perfectly happy with it again. That's all fine. And then we had one really hot day last week where it went from being cloudy to literally mountain dew in the space of 24 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah, really bad. Oh, so at that point, Dad's looking at it. I'm looking at it. Natalie's looking at it. And I'm like, I told him by now, why have you, don't mention the chemicals. Don't mention the chemicals. So when I'm in trouble, I did what I always do, which is I took a picture and I put it on the British Dad's group.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, what generally happens is that you get kind of a mixture of communication. The first bit of communication was lots of people going, better call We Will Fix It. They can deal with that. I'm like, oh, come on. Be fair. All right, there you go.
Oh, no.
That's bad, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. That.
Okay. So we got through all the We Will Fix It type comments. And then we went to, call Tom. Tom can deal with this. So which was, yeah, I bloody know Tom can deal with this, but Tom is now training world-class divers rather than dealing with my pool. So, and then everybody said, it's algae. It's definitely algae. I'm like, it's green. I kind of know it's algae, but what do we do? Anyway, Tom then sends a message saying, because he's on British Dads as well, saying, do you need me?
I'm like, yes.
Well, that's a logical one, but I actually decided, you know what, Tom? One way or the other, I'm going to learn. So whilst I do need you, I don't want you to come. I want you to give me a little bit of guidance.
No. You have him come and you stand over his shoulder learning from him as the apprentice.
Yes, yeah. But then I don't think you learn enough that way.
Yeah, I think at this point you'd be learning a lot.
So then what he said is, ignore everything that you've seen on British Dads. Don't listen to them. All you need is Fossout 3XL. And I went, Fossout 3XL? What's that? He said, it's magic. I'm like, Tom, are you sure? Come on, I'm under the cosh here. Fossout 3XL. Go get it. So
where do you get this stuff?
Well, apparently from the pool store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I went down to Mac Pools, which is the poolstore.ae, by the way, if anybody needs it. I got out the car. I took three steps and then went face first. Have you seen the state of that?
Man, what happened?
I've done my knee. I've done my hand. I've done my elbow. Right. Alcoos, you know how they don't have the centralized sewer system and instead they've got all the grates.
Yeah.
And the grates overflow and then it all sinks.
Yeah.
I tripped because I was looking at the door, which had moved. I tripped over one of those, but I absolutely flew. Both sets of glasses went flying down the road. There's like, I reckon there was about 30 people that were still working on the doors that were there. They all gasped. Now, when those guys gasp, you know it's bad. Yeah. Okay. Pick myself up, walk in the door. And then at that point, there are four people who've already got the first aid kit ready. I'm like, oh, I've really done it this time. Well,
that's a serious gash.
Well, thank you. I'm very proud of it. But because it's a serious gash and I've just done this to being an absolute idiot, of course, I refuse the first aid kit. Do not worry. It's only a scratch, he said, with only half of his arm left. I will be able to deal with this when I head straight home after this. I wasn't going straight home. However, the whole point was, having done this, there's no way that I can accept anything until I've got the stuff that I need and away we go. So then I had the conversation with them. Do you know what Fossout 3XL is? I went, oh, Fossout 3XL. Yeah, of course, it's on the shelf over there. I'm like, how did I not know about this sooner? So I went to get my Fossout 3XL. This bottle is tiny. It's literally, it's like that. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, that ain't going to do it. You've got the big one. I'm like, no, I'm really sorry. The 1.6 kilogram one is out of stock and has been for a long time. I'm like, well, how many of these do I need? How many pulls are you doing this on? I'm like, one. They said, you need a fifth of this tiny little bottle. And yeah, going, no, but it's, I mean, it's quite a big pool. It's 9 meters by 4. As I said, a fifth of the bottle. Like, how can this work? So I'm literally dropping. It might as well be a couple of thimblefuls.
Yeah.
And this is going to solve my Mountain Dew pool. What's Mountain Dew, sir? So, now, the other thing, James, is because of this marital dynamic, I knew what was going to happen when I got home. I'm going to get home, I'm going to show her my thimble full of container, and she's going to go, oh, shut up. You stupid man. They've gone and sold you a kipper here. So, I got home, and I showed it to Natalie, and she went, oh, you stupid man. They've gone and sold you a kipper here. So,
I'm so like, at least you'd prepared yourself.
Oh, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. So, I went, and I dropped the thimblefuls into the pool, and nothing happened. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Tom, I thought you knew what was going on. So, I kind of gave up on it at that point. I was like, oh, God, here we go. And then, so that was mid-afternoon. Mid-afternoon, yeah. Anyway, we woke up the next morning. Magic. Everything's gone. It's like clear apart from obviously. There's stuff on the what's it that I need to hear out. But I'm like, what is this stuff? Seriously, if you imagine concentrated bleach, which was what some of the other people were suggesting. I mean, absolute lunacy. But concentrated bleach to get out that amount of algae from that kind of quantity of water. I think I worked it out. I did work it out, but is it on the phone? Part of my calculation was how much water was in it. And I think I got to over 20,000 gallons.
So is this just a super concentrated algicide?
There's more to it than that, apparently. There's additional bits because they cover off basically all of your possibilities. Have you heard about waterlock?
No.
Me neither. Okay, so apparently this is a thing, but again, it was on British Dads, and it was actually from a friend of mine. So, but he might have been sold a dodgy one here because they, his guys, made him get rid of all his water and get brand new in.
Oh, yeah. No!
But they said that waterlock is basically a situation whereby your water can no longer react to the chemical which has been added to it because it's locked. Sounds like BS to me, doesn't it?
Does it? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we don't know whether it's true or not, because as it turns out, the FOS3XL, or whatever it's called, FOS Out 3XL, did it. But
see, I don't have so, that, I don't